Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan on this, believe it or not, it's the 16th of March, the day before St. Patrick's Day and a five-year anniversary for me. But right now we're going to talk about Beth McDonald Consulting as well as astronomical and astrological happenings. We're in the Piscean Age. But this is an auspicious day, Beth, because this is the last day of this retrograde of Mercury.
Yep, Mercury goes direct tomorrow, Sunday the 17th, at about 1:03 p.m. Pacific time.
And that would be the luck of the Irish that that happens, because...
Yes, be very careful and conservative in your St. Patrick's Day observances tomorrow, because Pisces rules entheogens, the substances, drugs, alcohol, medications that we take to calm and soothe and commune with God or the gods or whatever. And so with Mercury going direct on St. Patrick's Day, it's not a good day to take risks.
Yeah, don't be drinking like a fish. Swim like one, that's fine.
Don't be drinking like a fish.
Yeah, exactly.
And have a designated driver.
So we're halfway through the month of March. We're nearly one-fourth of the way through 2013. I mean, I could point out all kinds of little milestones.
Yeah, the equinox is Wednesday.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Now we're still, is the equinox still within that, the Piscean framework there?
That's a good question. It's actually the marker. It's the border. It's the fence. On that day, the sun moves from Pisces into Aries.
Is that normal?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The equinoxes, the spring equinox and the fall equinox, are markers of when the sun moves from one sign into another.
Ah.
The solstices are
they're markers as well.
As well.
In the summer and winter. Okay.
Yeah.
So we have, and it's almost like the points on a compass as well, in north, south, east, west.
They are the compass points. They are the compass points for the year.
Are there, and so if we were to take a look at the other signs and where they come together on the calendar, we would see those. I know there are the cardinal positions on a compass, and then there are the secondary. I know there's a name for them. But anyway, you know, north, northeast, north, northwest, et cetera, et cetera. And so you're going to find those.
Yeah, there is a whole pantheon.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very sophisticated.
And I can understand now why you've been studying for so many years, and I know your study hasn't finished.
No.
but why there's so much out there to consider.
Well, it's so perfect for a Gemini. People with Gemini and Sagittarius and even Virgo, you know, the researchers of the zodiac. It's like as long as there's information, we're going to be standing there asking why, you know?
So if the transition is we're going into spring.
Yes.
Spring equinox, but
yes.
When you say for autumn, it's the autumnal, and I can't,
or the fall equinox,
right?
Yeah.
In any event, so we're going to be transitioning on what does it say? Wednesday.
Wednesday the 20th
into
Aries.
Aries, and that's air. What is that sign?
Aries is a fire sign, and it's the first sign of the zodiac, and so in astrology, this is kind of where the cycle begins and ends.
So the Piscean sign, Pisces, is the last sign.
It's the last sign. That's why it is so vast. It's in a lot of ways energetically the biggest, because it's the culmination of everything.
Okay. And again, it's two fish swimming in different directions.
Yes. Yes. It also, Pisces rules the unconscious.
Ah.
That deep, deep well or ocean for some of us of the unconscious, our unconscious beliefs and behaviors and drives and thoughts and feelings. And
do you think that when you have a Mercury in retrograde in this context where we're coming to the end, we're into Pisces, but we're coming to the end of it, that tends to maybe raise some of those unconscious or subconscious?
Oh, yes. Oh,
okay.
Yes. And they say in some ways that Mercury retrograde in Pisces is the hardest place for Mercury to retrograde, because it dredges up, it shows us our unconscious material. And I've certainly seen that in my clients in the last 3 weeks, having a lot of people showing up with, oh my gosh, I just realized something about myself, or I just retrieved some memory or some ancient bit of information, or I just had some awakening of some sort, or people wanting to come in for past life regressions or something where they've got a thread and they want to dig deeper. Mm. The Mercury retrograde in Pisces is a perfect time to go mucking about in whatever your unconscious pools and ponds are.
Interesting. Final question before we wrap this up and get back to our interview. They say that if you're a dentist, to have yourself as a patient is to have a fool. I'm curious as who is the astrologer's astrologer? Who do you? You don't do your own chart, do you?
Well, I follow it to the best of my ability, and then fairly regularly I check in with other people.
Okay.
Yeah. I love Serena Childress of It's Astrological. She is awesome. She's actually, I've got a special project for her coming up for the spring. I needed to get some family birth certificates so I could go in there and have her do an extended thing for my extended family. I also work pretty extensively with the gal who's also my writing partner and co-author, whom you met, Jamie O'Toole.
Yes.
She has, 40, 50 years of experience, plus a degree in psychology. And so she has an extraordinary amount of not only talent and training, but experience, which is fantastic.
Great. So next week,
Blue Moon Astrology.
Blue Moon Astrology, okay.
Yep.
And yours is BethMcDonaldConsulting.com and 9630842. One of the questions I have for you that I don't want you to answer now, but we'll think about this. Maybe we'll dive into this on one of these segments. And that has to do with what you just mentioned about getting birth certificates from your family, your extended family and so forth. I'm curious as to how an individual's chart is affected by the dynamic of their other family members, especially if they're still living with them, whether they be brothers, sisters, spouses,
parents,
children,
parents,
etc. That would to me, that seems like an interesting dynamic to consider.
It's a useful tool.
It's kind of like
a very, very useful tool.
Oh, okay. Then let's talk. Maybe we can talk about that. Not necessarily next week, but we'll see if we can't remember to do that and follow up on that. All right,
That's
Beth.
That's a good thing to do in the sign of Cancer, which rules family.
Then let's wait till June.
Yeah. Awesome.
Very good.
Solstice.
We'll try to remember that. Solstice. Yeah. Very good. Solstice. All right. Well, Beth McDonald, thank you so much. We will be talking with you next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.
And it's BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. Hope you'll check it out. Stay tuned. There's more to come on Tell Me Your Story.